Banning the export of live animals would be illegal and undermine the principle of free movement of goods enshrined in the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union.
Charlie Elphick.
Thank the Minister for that reply. My constituents in Dover are very concerned about live animal exports there. They think they are bad for animal welfare and bad for the local economy. Can you just confirm to the House that no amendment could be made to any of the Harbours or Ports Act that would be effective in tackling this cruel and unwanted trade?
Well, Mr. Speaker, the key piece of legislation here is the Harbour Docks and Piers Clauses Act of 1847. And the 1847 Act would be a singularly inappropriate vehicle for any such ban, because actually its aim is to ensure that ports are available to all without discrimination. But even were one to set that aside, the fact is that any such ban would not be legal within the free trade rules which this country not only is a signatory to, but actually the architect of.
Mark Durkin.
Would the Minister envisage that in any possible renegotiation of the UK's membership or terms in the EU, that the capacity to change the law in this regard would be one of the things that would be agreed?
Well, I think we shouldn't confuse two things here. We shouldn't confuse welfare issues on animals, where we have been pushing for changes and will continue to do so, and the free movement of goods and services, where I think this country has a very clear position that we are in favour of free movement of goods and services, and I don't think we are likely to be arguing for significant changes to that basic principle.